The BMC Amy Z Talk and Coffeeware Modern Mainframe podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, at soundcloud.com/modernmainframe. Coffeeware is now BMC Coffeeware, providing a complete app dev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hey everyone, welcome to the Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Delaire. Thanks for joining us for Chapter 10 of our series, Building a Better Software Delivery Platform, in which DevOps Solution Architect Rick Slade explains how you can leverage DevOps and Agile methodologies to create a world-class software delivery system. So let's say hi to Rick. Rick, can you believe we're on our 10th episode already?
This is amazing, man. I never thought we would last this long. But it's been great, and I appreciate all you guys do, and I appreciate you guys listening to us. So thank you, and it's good to talk to everybody.
Indeed. So today's episode is the first of a two-part series regarding modern mainframe testing, and we have a special guest who knows a lot about the subject. So Rick, I'll throw it over to you to talk a little bit about testing and introduce our special guest.
Thank you, Matt, and I'm very happy to have Steen Braw today with us. I'll talk more about him in a second. I wanted to give you just a couple of thoughts about testing, because I think it is one of those things I've been doing, or helping organizations modernize their software development or software delivery ecosystems for many, many years now. And testing is such an integral part of that process. And it's evolving. We're getting better at it. We got to get better at it, especially for those of us who are transitioning to Agile as a way to manage that software delivery effort. So incorporating testing into an Agile mindset, into an Agile way of doing things, especially for the mainframe, is something that we've got to continue to improve, something that we've got to get better at. And the technologies that Steen is responsible for here at Coffeeware are a big, big part of that. Learning how to leverage virtualized testing and non-virtualized testing, and I won't go into it too much because I want Steen to talk about those things in the podcast, but being able to effectively utilize unit testing as a mainframe software developer is becoming more and more important. And again, primary reasons, at least in my mind, and I'll ask Steen about this later, is the result of leveraging Agile in starting to segregate work into, tasks that can be completed in two-week sprints. We've got to get smarter about test data setup and provisioning. We've got to get smarter about reuse and the ability to leverage test case scenarios over and over again. Those things become critical in a world where work is being broken down into smaller increments. And so testing has just been such a big part of our messaging, my messaging at IBM and now at Coffeeware. And it's just, I think it's critical that we get this right. We're actually going to dedicate two podcasts to this topic this week and next week. And so I hope this will provide information that's useful and interesting. With that, I'd like to introduce Steen. Steen came over from XA Tester and is now responsible for our Topaz for Total Testing products and technologies and capabilities. Steen, I'd love for you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your background, your role at Coffeeware.
Thank you, Rick. Sure, I'll do that. So I've been in Coffeeware for about 2 years. Actually, today it's exactly 2 years ago that I joined Coffeeware. But I think we should actually go back in time when I started to do mainframe testing tools. And that actually goes back all the way to 2003. And at that time, I was employed as a developer in a large bank. And as part of my job, I had to develop services on the mainframe in Java. And that time, if you remember back at that time, it was SOA, service-oriented architecture, was a really hot topic. And yep, many of my coworkers, they did the same service development, but in COBOL. So I needed to test my services. And at that time, we didn't have any tools for doing that. So I invented my own tool where I could submit some XML from a browser that would automatically test my service. So I'm a lazy developer, and I believe a lazy developer is a smart developer because you don't want to do things twice. So manual work should be automated. And that was what I did with this very simple browser solution by having some XML, have a web server that could then call the service and verify the results. Soon my coworkers on the project found out of this and they started to use it. So suddenly 15 people were using this solution that I developed for myself. So I thought, well, this is really a good idea. I must have hit something really interesting here. So I sat down, redesigned the solution to be an Eclipse-based tool, and the project continued to use that one. And then it was used in the organization as an underground tool. This was never a known tool. So it was an underground tool that more and more projects found out. Sometimes we got funding to do some additional development based on feedback from developers. So all the features that came into the product were really required by mainframe developers.
You've used a couple terms I really love, Steen. The first of all, the lazy programmer. I had the same conversation with my son the other day, and he used the same term. And I think you're absolutely right. It's not that you're lazy in your work. You're just smart about how work gets done so that you got other time to do things. I love that. And then secondly, this underground tool, to me, and how many great technologies have been developed under what I call skunk work technology. So really, really cool. Well, tell us about TotalTest and how it benefits our clients.
So eventually that idea, I actually stopped just to finish that one. I stopped at the bank, got another job, and got a thinking about these good ideas. So I had learned so much about what mainframe developers actually needed for testing. I knew exactly what they needed, and there were no products out there. So at the end, I contacted a partner company that I knew that had all the sales channels, the competences on the mainframe, and together we developed XA Tester from ground up based on these many years of experiences on knowing what developers needs. That became XA Tester. We got a couple of customers. CompuWare contacted us, and we got acquired by CompuWare 2 years ago, which is a fantastic thing. It's really a great thing to come into CompuWare, this company with so many passionate explorers, think about customers. So that's great. XA Tester is today integrated completely into Topaz for TotalTest. That was CompuWare's test product back at that time. So now Topaz for TotalTest contains what originally was there, virtualized testing or unit testing, and it now contains also the old XA Tester, which is what we call non-virtualized testing, where you're testing programs in a real environment with real data, where virtualized testing is where you're stopping out all external calls. So back to why TotalTest, what it can do for our customers. So TotalTest is a tool that developers and testers can use to create, execute, evaluate, and automate mainframe program and application testing. So the benefit is really you can automate manual work. And actually, what developers today in the mainframe world are using, they're using about 30-80% of their time on doing manual testing because there have not been any testing tools available. That has completely changed with Topaz for TotalTest, where you can now start to automate this manual work. And that is where you can have the smart developers be much more efficient or effective in what they use their time on. Instead of using time on manual testing, they can focus on what gives value to the company, and that is develop business functionality faster. And that is also what developers find fun. That is actually to provide business functionality. Nobody likes to do the same work over and over again. And the interesting thing here is with automated testing, with Topaz for TotalTest, at the same time as you move faster, you also is able to deliver with higher quality because the tests are automated. You remember to test every time you make a change. And this way, you can really see that you go faster with higher quality, even with lower, less resources in the project. And we've seen this as customers, that this is really true. You can go faster with higher quality and not having more resources on the project. So it's really, really amazing to see now the customers start to adopt Total Test, how much value they gain from it.
Yeah, it's a game changer with regards to technology. I know that most organizations for mainframe software development have relied so much upon what I call black box testing, where, you know, we make our modifications to our code or create our code, and we've got test data that we typically use or pull from production. We still have to get through our masking exercise, and actually that'll be a topic for another podcast someday. But then we run that code against that data, and then we essentially manually evaluate the results of that run, and it's you know, it has served us okay. It's fraught with potential error, and the biggest concern is the time that it consumes, because it's such a manual effort and requires a lot of time. And again, you're essentially at the mercy of the quality of the person doing the analysis of the test results. So what you guys are doing with Total Test is amazing, and it's going to have a significant impact on the industry and the ability for organizations to do a better job of testing in a shorter period of time. You mentioned the terms, and I want to dig into this a little bit: virtualized and non-virtualized testing. Can you talk to the audience about the differences between the two?
Yes, absolutely. I can start to say that we started out by talking about unit testing, functional testing, integration testing, and found it confuses customers when talking about these terms, because there are no clear definitions, maybe unit testing, but not for the other terms. Different customers are using different terminologies. But when we go down to the core, what everybody are doing, they're testing a program. And when you're testing a program as a developer or a tester, you need to do it in two different ways. Or what we really need is, as a developer, you want to test the program in isolation. You want to be able to virtualize or stop out all the external calls from your program. So you, as a developer in a specific test scenario, is able to tell the program what data it gets. And this way, you know the source code, so you know if a certain API call to Qix or a submodule call returns with specific data, that will go into a certain if statement. So you can control that with what we call virtualized testing. And that is what you can do with Topaz for Total Test. You can actually automatically record a virtualized test case from executing your program. So that's really a cool feature. Automatically generate a test case with all the stops. Then you can play back the test case and execute the program and virtualize all these surroundings. No matter if it is submodules, DB2 calls, Qix APIs, access to datasets, all that is virtualized. So that is really the most shift left you can do in your development process, by having developers testing their programs as soon as they make a change in the development environment without having any issues with data on the mainframe.
And if I can make a quick point, Steen, before you start talking about non-virtualized, is that that's so important in an agile development world, because as we separate or segregate work into smaller units, the ability to virtualize pieces of the system or components that may not be there is essential to that developer getting their job done in alignment with other developers in the work that they're doing. So virtualized testing, such a critical capability for agile developers. Talk to us a little bit about non-virtualized.
Sure. Non-virtualized testing is then when you want to test your program in a real environment with real data. So you are satisfied with the virtualized testing, that the code works as you expect it to do, but you really want to see it running in your test environment or your system test or your QA environment. You really want to see it running in the Qix region, accessing the correct DB2 subsystem and so on. So that is something that you really want to do later in your development process. Well, it's again different from customers to customers. Some customers want to use it also in the development process. So we don't dictate when you do the different kind of testing, but non-virtualized testing is something you really want to do to make sure that it really works in the real environment with real data. Gotcha. And that is something you can do. And what is unique with Topaz for Total Test is it is so simple to do the non-virtualized testing. If it's batch testing or kicks testing, it is very simple what you can do, but extremely flexible. So we believe you can support basically all test scenarios that you would like. If it is a called module in kicks or a kicks transaction you want to test, if it is complete batch jobs with multiple steps and multiple programs that you want to test by verifying content in data set, by verifying data in DB2, all that is possible. And the great thing here is it is so flexible and so integrated with other Compuware products that you, for instance, can use Phylet Compare to compare data sets after submitting a job. You can use Topaz for Enterprise Data to do test data management. That is actually some of the cool or the really cool stuff that we come with in the July release that came out yesterday. So you can actually set up data in DB2 as part of a test scenario, so your test scenario becomes self-contained. And this way, the non-virtualized testing for batch and kicks, where you're running it for real, can also establish the correct data that you need before running the test itself.
That's awesome. Awesome stuff, Steen. Tell me a little bit about, I know that developers and testers are going to leverage features and capabilities within these products at different times throughout the software delivery lifecycle. Can you talk a little bit about common use cases and how developers and testers are using these virtualized testing capabilities and non-virtualized testing capabilities?
Yeah, so the virtualized testing capabilities, that is something you're sitting as a developer and you want to test your program. Then you typically, the way that you used to do this, not virtualized, but the unit testing part, the most shift left testing, would be to use a debugger and step through your code. You can still do that, but now from that debug session that you have, you can then choose to generate a test case based on the actual data that the debug session has captured. You can even change data in the debug session and generate the test case. So that would be a typical thing you would do as a developer for the virtualized testing. And then you get all the stops for all the submodule calls, the data calls. You can immediately execute the test case and see that it works. It should do because it was the same as you just recorded. And you can then create new test cases where you reuse the stops that you already generated, manually change values so you can simulate external calls that would produce other data. And that can be really hard if you have a submodule to get that submodule to return some invalid data. If you want to do negative testing, you can do that with the virtualized testing part. So that's typically how you would work as a developer, starting by generating some test cases, copying them, modifying stop values and so on to do that kind of testing.
And I love that because the way I see that being used and the way I have asked people to think about using that is that you do just as you said, the developer is going to use the debugger as they are making their changes to the code to make sure it's working fine. But organizations that can build an inventory of test case scenarios and actually include that into that build process, particularly in an automated fashion using, you know, some type of orchestration server, CI/CD server, Jenkins, Bamboo, whatever, the ability to execute those unit tests or those virtualized test cases as part of the build process is going to have a tremendous impact on the quality of what you're trying to produce, and I believe a huge impact on time, because we spend so much time in rework downstream within that software development process when problems are identified, and sometimes way too late in the process. So the earlier we can identify these problems and resolve them, I think the faster the overall throughput is and the higher quality. You mentioned something, Steen, unit testing. And, you know, for the Java developer, as you said, unit testing using capabilities like JUnit is not foreign. For the mainframe developer, and again, a lot of us grew up leveraging again, what I call black box type testing techniques to test. Talk to me a little bit, or help our audience better understand what unit testing is from a mainframe perspective. Again, particularly for that mainframe software developer.
Yeah, so unit testing is probably the best defined concept of the testing types. So unit testing is testing the smallest executable code piece that you have. And for Java code, that would be a method in a class. But for COBOL programming, that is a COBOL program. So the unit testing of a COBOL program is testing the execution of the COBOL program. And that could be a called module with a linked section, or it could be a main batch program that simply reads data sets, reads DB2 and produces data sets and produces DB2. And the reason why we're not talking so much about unit testing anymore, we're talking about the virtualized and non-virtualized testing, is it's still the program. That is the unit that you want to test. You can do that in a virtualized manner where we can stop out everything. That is where I would call that the white box testing, because you have to be a developer that understands the code. And the non-virtualized testing, where you're running it live by simply executing it by providing the input data and verifying the output data, that is black box testing. Gotcha. So black box testing is basically the same as virtualized and non-virtualized testing.
Yeah, and I love the concept of true false testing using test automation, because you can establish your test criteria, and then it's just a matter of executing that to determine if it's executing as intended. And I think that's so important from an automation standpoint, and really adds to the level of quality that we're trying to achieve.
Rick, just one comment to the automation part, because you talked about continuous integration, continuous delivery pipelines, and part of that running the virtualized tests. So I really agree on that. But actually, for the non-virtualized testing, can also be part of such a pipeline. Yeah. And actually, we actually have a video for the launch that we did yesterday that actually shows a pipeline where a developer promotes code with ISPW. The promote code for a code change from a test environment to a QA environment, that triggers a pipeline that will check out test cases from Git that we use to sharing test cases among developers and the pipeline. And that Git repository contains both the virtualized and the non-virtualized test cases. So after doing the promote, you can do the automatically the virtualized test cases. If they go correct, you can then do the deployment to the production data sets at the QA environment. And after that has been done, you can run the non-virtualized test cases in the real environment. And this way you have a complete pipeline that will test your changes automatically by just as a developer promote your changes. It will automatically go through virtualized and non-virtualized testing, and you'll be able to get feedback from that pipeline if you broke anything. So it's really powerful the way that you can do a lot of test automation with both of these approaches.
That's amazing, dude. One final thing, because I know we're running short on time. Tell me about the creation of test cases, because I know that was, 10 years ago, that was an issue, and it took, not that it was an issue, it took time. And again, I'm looking to extract or reduce the amount of time in every piece of effort in that software delivery cycle. And I love what you guys have done or what you're doing with TotalTest in the creation of test cases. Talk to the audience a little bit about how that's accomplished with TotalTest, and then a little bit about how organizations are managing those test cases and making them available to multiple developers.
Sure. So first of all, the creation of test cases. Let's say you have a COBOL program with a linked section of 1,000 fields. That's actually not, or that's quite normal. Then that program might also read some data sets with records, also with a lot of fields. And if you want to set up that data manually, data for the linked section, creating the records for the input data sets, producing all that data, can really take a long time. So how do you get that data? Can we do that manually or automatically? And that is what we can do. And I I talked a little bit about it before. So when you are a developer, you execute a launch configuration with a debugger and you're debugging through the code, you can at that time choose to generate the test case. So in this way, the debugger expediter, CompuWare's expediter, will then be able to monitor the execution of the test case as it does for debugging session as well. But now it will collect all the data returned to the program and generate both the input data, but also the expected output data for the test case as part of that recording. And this could tremendously speed up the time for you to generate a test case. And this can be done both for the virtualized testing and for the non-virtualized testing. So creating these initial test cases is just really, really fast. And that is what we call true automation, true test automation. It's not just about automating the execution of test cases, it's also the automation of creation of test cases.
Yeah, and I think that's such an important capability and feature because if you're asking developers to manually define their inputs and what their expected outputs are, it consumes time. With this approach, we're able to capture that information automatically at the debugging time and then store that into a test case scenario. And then what I love about it, Steen, is it's reusable. I can reuse that test case manually if wanted, but I can also reuse that test case and execute or initiate it from an orchestration engine like Jenkins. How do you have any recommendations on the best way to manage those test cases? Because I can, I can see where they can become significant in number. Is there a best practice with regard to the management of those test cases, and how are our customers doing that?
Yeah. So first of all, the test cases, they are plain files in your local file system. So what we recommend is to share the files through a version control system. And there we recommend Git because that is highly used by basically everybody. Then how do you organize the test cases inside Git? And then it's actually a little bit longer discussion, but because it really depends on how your whole application portfolio is organized. And how many applications you have, how many programs you have in your application. Typically, we say one application is one Git repository. And then you can divide your testing up into features in that application and use a folder structure to divide test cases up for different programs. So it's very flexible the way that you can orchestrate this. As I said, this is a long discussion. I can also mention that we have a best practice document at our DevOps documentation site at the web, where we actually have a complete document that talks about best practices of using version control system for test cases, but also all other kind of best practices of adopting test automation and particularly how to adopt Topaz for Total Test. So there you can also learn about one common pitfall that people do when they're doing test cases. They are only testing the good path through the program where everything goes well. They forget about all the negative testing. And that is extremely important to test negative testing as well. And also what is called boundary testing. So you're testing the boundary values that you have, like if you have an if statement with that's using a variable, you need to check or test, set up test cases that check or tests so the variable contains the boundary values of what it can be. So that is also a typical thing that people
get. Well, and it's just, you're exactly right. It's so critical. I will make sure that document, as well as the video you mentioned earlier, we add links to those pages on our Good Coding website. We'll tell people how to get to that, but we'll make sure that's included. I look at the clock, and it looks like our time is about run out. I want to thank you, Steen. I think this is incredibly valuable information, and I think organizations that are serious about modernizing software delivery really have to take a hard look, a good look at their testing processes, and start to think about how they can make those more efficient, again, especially in support of an agile software delivery process. So thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it. I think this has been great information. And so again, thank you and continue the good work. Matt, you want to wrap us up?
Sure. Thanks, Rick. Very interesting talk. We have a little housekeeping to do. First, I'll point out that we have some excellent content on bmc.com, like demos of Topaz for Total Test, webinars. There's a really eye-opening white paper that shows some tangible benefits of automated testing. And again, you can check all those out on bmc.com. I'll thank Steen one more time for taking the time to join us today and then get out of the way. So back to you, Rick.
Steen, any closing remarks that you'd like to say? Or
I'll just say that test automation is probably the most important part that you can get started on if you have started a DevOps process. That is where you get immediate benefit and where you can really be effective in what the developers are using their time on. And we will be happy to help. Topaz for Total Test is the product that really will help you a lot.
And I agree, concur, that testing has the potential to provide the biggest business benefit and business impact with regards to helping you deliver solutions to your customers faster, more efficiently, and with higher quality. So again, thanks, everybody. We appreciate your time today. Thanks again to Steen. Thank you for listening, and we'll let you go. Everybody have a great week, a safe week, a productive week, and take care. Good coding, everybody.
The BMC Amy Z Talk and Copyware Modern Mainframe Podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, soundcloud.com/modern mainframe. Copyware is now BMC Copyware, providing a complete app dev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.